catch gold fishing all the time. Keep it going fishing too.
Well, there's something about that theme song that strikes me as spring, summer, fall. We're hitting winter, but there's something about this weather that strikes me steelhead. I know that probably brings a little tear to your eye, doesn't it,
yeah,
Dave?
But, yeah. Yeah. You're making me want to go fishing.
Well, you always want to.
You're making me want to get back to fishing.
You make me want to go fishing. And you get to do fishing. And even though we're not steelheading, you are getting out there. You had some interesting events.
Yeah, I've been out there having a lot of fun. Been managing to drag my friend Sarah out, who hasn't been spending enough time on the water. I think she admitted herself last week. They've been busy building a house, her husband.
Her husband.
Beautiful, beautiful acreage up there.
No wonder.
But, so you got to keep all your ducks in a row. But, yeah, now that it's kind of nasty outside, it's getting a little hard to say, well, it's time to do chores. But for us crazy people, it's just nasty enough to go fishing, yeah.
Yeah.
Good stuff. So, yeah, we went over. We hit Rufus Woods.
How'd that go?
It was typical. It was pretty typical.
It's
like a goose pump for one person, or goose egg for one person, and like a one fish day for the other.
Yeah. People don't, you know, we talk about that a lot, but that's kind of, you're saying, the norm.
It can be, I'm afraid. Yeah, I was saying to a few people, I think Sarah included, that it'd be nice, and maybe they do a thing that I'm just not privy to, where I know with a lot of rivers, like, say, down in the Arkansas drainages and stuff like that, they'll tell you, we're on the Pitt River, we're going to release this much water from this time to that time. And people can, like, time it out for a great hatch, you know. It'll be fishing super well between these hours and this part of the river and that. Mm-hmm. Anyway, long story short, I don't know that there's any kind of scheduling that's a public knowledge up there in the Rufus Woods Reservoir, but it sure would kind of be nice sometimes because, yeah, when they bring up the gates on that thing and stop pushing water through, it just makes a giant still body of water. And I think those fish take that opportunity to swim around and peruse the even bigger selection of food that there is in
there. Yeah, I'm sure that is. I mean, it's always worth trying because when it's good, it's amazing good.
Yeah. Like I say, that's why it'd be great if you knew, like, a release point. Be like, oh, it's hitting that crank point, you know, and let's hit it at that time. Because, boy, it can be, like I say, zero for one person, maybe one fish to hand for the other person in 4 or 5 hours, like it was for us the other day. Or, like, my top number's right around 14, 15 fish. And you're talking fish that are getting up around 10, 12 pounds or greater, you know, sometimes. Yeah. I think the state record was 30-plus pounds. And we are talking the freak of nature of man, I should say, altering nature, the triploid rainbows that are in there. But, you know, it can be fun sometimes, for sure. And it's and being the giant body of water that it is, the Columbia, it's one of the only water bodies that won't freeze up this time of the year.
Yeah, good point.
I
know you've got a plan B that you had that day, but let's, if you don't mind a second, if I remember right, the way these fish are triploided is with temperature to the eggs. Is that correct?
Well, I believe so. You know, I couldn't say for certain. Oh. I'm just making a guess there.
Okay.
Because it could be a variety of ways. It could be, I believe it's magnetic is the one that I know least about.
Weird.
Sort of like an electricity shock or whatever.
To the eggs?
Yeah, to the embryo. As it's starting to develop, right in that first 20 minutes of development is kind of the golden, not hour, but time.
Well, here is my query.
Yeah.
Do you know about what temperature it is?
Absolutely.
Is it anything that occurs in nature or could occur in nature?
Oof, maybe. No, not really.
It's too warm.
Because the temperature one that's easiest, other than we can just say really quickly pressure, because I couldn't tell you exactly what the pressure. You can crank air pressure into a sealed tank. Okay. It's like 50 pounds per cubic inch or something. Barely cracks that embryo enough to wear it. It does the same effect, but the one I know, the old school one, is 82 degrees, 20 minutes after fertilization for an additional 20 minutes. 82, 20, 20.
So, truthfully, it sounds like all three of these methods for causing a triploid to occur would probably not ever happen in nature.
No, because you're looking at, you know, what are we looking at there? We're looking at rainbow trout, or in nature around here, the red band trout, and they're spawning in April, May, when that water is going to be about, you know, about 40 degrees. Okay. So it would have to be twice the normal range of temperature. You'd basically have to drop them into a bass lake midsummer, which is not happening. And then speaking of bass, I think the only way you can do that is through that magnetic or perhaps the pressure. Because
Tripleoided bass?
Oh, yeah. You can tripleoid anything. And we've talked about this in reports a long time ago that you probably passed out of your mind and almost out of mind by now. But even oysters is a big thing in the aquaculture business.
Interesting.
And so it's just all about that magical temperature that stresses but doesn't quite
kill.
Yeah. Yeah. And you, I mean, think about that again. 82-degree water you're putting salmonid eggs into. You'd think that just, like, you'd come out with scrambled eggs or something, just be cooked, ready for eating or something.
Okay.
Well, so pretty bizarre. Pretty bizarre.
Well, you're the only guy who comes in here who I could even think of asking that question. So
We're given recipes for everything on the radio now, right? With your other show?
Yeah, right.
With cooking and everything?
Yeah.
So here's your recipe for cooking triploid rainbow trout with Deputy Don and Leaf.
Yeah, something you can do in your own swimming pool at home.
Yep.
Anyway, so let's go back to Rufus Wood. You had a plan B that day.
Always do. It's we on my route there, we're always driving past Omak Lake, and that's just such a tough one to drive all the way past without dipping your toes into. It's so pretty. And, of course, those fish are so unique. And we only had about 45 minutes to spend as we were rolling out of there because these days are getting so freaking short. But in not so much time at all, we bumped into a few fish each. Obviously, there was something more to be had there that day at Omak. We'll be trying that too.
Okay.
But it may be hard to get out of the valley here pretty soon.
Yeah, kind of redeemed the day that day, though.
Yeah.
Speaking of out of the valley, what's going on? Have you heard from the other side of the pass?
Yeah, I have. Always have my feelers over there now. Yeah. And man, I've been seeing some beautiful dinosaur pics. Another pet name for the dog for the chum salmon.
Yeah.
Just such, you know, some people turn their nose up at them. But I call them a ridiculous torpedo, because when I used to work with them at fisheries school, they would not turn away and stop that blitzkrieging straight charge until they hit someone or something. So you'd see a person across the pond from you as you're working salmon just go, oh, God, like they just got kicked in the shin. Uh-huh. And you had to wear rain pants, rubberized heavy rain pants, over your waders because they will tear through stuff with those, like, almost half inch or, you know, probably quarter inch long teeth that they have hanging right out the front. And so, you know, like I say, they just go charging when you hook into them, too. Yeah. So it can be a great fight and incredible, really neat-looking fish when you pull them up. And if you get them when they're pretty bright, you know, you can bleed them out, get them on ice, and smoke them up just like any other salmon.
You know, when I was a kid fishing with my grandpa, we would hook into those fairly regularly. And I know all the other old guy fishermen around, you know, they just sort of look down their noses like you didn't even catch a fish. I'm a little kid. I caught a fish.
I know.
But those guys did not celebrate with you.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, and like for that matter, next season I'm looking forward to it already, taking Finley and Leo over to the Cascade, because it's going to be a pink salmon year. They're every other year.
Oh,
there
cool.
couldn't be a funner fishery for kids. I mean, you're sitting there looking at a mob of fish. Mm-hmm. All you got to do is pass it through there, and you're going to have one. Mm-hmm. And so that's incredible fishing for the kid, or the kid that's still left in you, if you're not too much of a snob, to get out there and have fun with it. And then, like we were talking about, I don't know, as of today, State Route 20 is open.
Well, good point.
And we just got some, you know, pretty greasy stuff that came down as far as snow, snain, rain, or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then now I see a pretty unproductive weather cycle. So I don't know what their plans are with keeping the hill open. Perhaps some of us that are on this side of the hill could hop over there and take advantage of that if they want to do something different, get their giant fish on one more time for the year here, you know, somewhat locally, regionally.
Mm-hmm.
Or keep in mind, folks there on the other side, man, it's fishing good. The Skagit, and I you'll have to check the trib rules as far as the sock and the Cascade, but I'm sure there's more fishing to be had up there.
Yeah, I'm sure some people are going to sneak over there and do that. But over here on our side, we do have some fishing.
Oh, yeah, yes, we do. Yeah. You know, just coming up with our usual opener of whitefish on December 1st, I have not gotten the the positive that we are going to have it. Emergency rule regulation closed below the Twist River drainage, but I imagine we will.
Okay.
As far as I know, at least above that, we're going to have open season there for white fishing.
Okay.
For getting back out on the water, yeah. On the Methow. Thank goodness.
So everything above Twisp.
Yeah, and that's a neat chance to check everything out there that sometimes, in some cases, you haven't. You know, like excluding the Twisp, you got the upper Methow,
mm-hmm.
Which is, you know, just a little bit more above Brush Creek there. Not much, above the Weeman Bridge. Mm-hmm. There's some stuff you wouldn't have been checking out in the summertime. I don't know if that's the spot that would get me going crazy, but mm-hmm. it's the spot above 8 Mile on the Chewa that would be super cool to check out. And there again, we got a little bit of snow, but, you know, if you maybe use the buddy system, have good tires, whatever, mm-hmm. maybe even a snowmobile. Mm-hmm. I don't think there's much snow up there yet, but to fish above the 8 Mile drainage on the Chewa is a rare opportunity,
mm-hmm.
an incredible opportunity. And I talked to one of my friends that did scoot up there on a low snow year. It was 2 years ago, up by Lake Creek, and he was fishing that area around Lake Creek and just below where you never can, like I say, right. during the summer. And he caught a lot of really nice fish and had a really great time.
Oh, cool.
So I would say take advantage of those opportunities.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it's so pretty up there. I mean, like you said, this is a great opportunity to get something out of there.
Yeah. So it's, check your regs. It's single hook. You can't do tandems like we could in the regular season.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a size 14. And other than that, you know, that's kind of the general rig that everything's wanting to eat anyway at this time of the year. So you kind of got to get used to fishing small. If you want to get anything to take, sometimes you're going to have to go even smaller than that. Like when we're talking upper Chewuk, you might be fishing your 16s and your 18s,
yep.
you know, because it's wintertime and they're just kind of nibbling mm-hmm. that stuff.
Yeah, you got to match what they might be finding out there.
Absolutely. Good times, though. Super stoked. It's coming up on the holidays, so check me out if you want to get a gift certificate for that loved one.
Ooh, good idea.
As well, check out North 40, the great sponsors of this here fishing report for all those gift needs, whether it be fly fishing, fly tying, or fly apparel. Be right to your door if you want to order it there at north40flyshop.com, or go check out the shop in OMAC. And, you can always book a trip with me at methowfishingadventures@gmail.com. Give me a call at 509-429-7298. Take care, y'all. Get that fish right on, baby. I'm a gone fishing, my mama gone fishing, and my baby gone fishing too.